Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Friday the 8th of November. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Friday's podcast in Vision Week at STC. It's Friday. The weekend beckons. So well done for making it this far. Our vision for 2020 is join us for the better life. And every day this week, our Bible reflections are considered key foundations of the better life that Jesus brings. You may recall on Monday we asked, what is this better life? Tuesday, how we use our time. Wednesday, how we use our money. Yesterday, how we view our work. And today, love, the very bedrock of this better life. A reflection for today. We have two familiar Bible readings today. Yes, two. The first is the call of Jesus to his better life. And the second is how this new life is worked out in our everyday busy lives. So the first reading, the amazing words of Jesus in John's Gospel. John 10:10, it's from the Message Bible. I came so they can have real and eternal life. More and better life than they ever dreamed of. You'll have heard that quite a few times if you're part of the STC family. And this was the Bible verse that the Lord used to draw me to him many years ago. Christian friends took us to their church, and we heard the vicar, Trisha and I, say this in his speech. I thought it was his speech. Only later did I realize it was called a sermon. You see, that's what happens when you have no church background at all. This became such a key scripture for our ongoing ministry, helping people understand that there is a better life with Jesus Christ. And our second Bible reading unpacks what's at the heart of this better life that Jesus calls us to, and that's love. Chapter 13 of Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth called its readers to re-examine their lives as individuals and as a church community, to actually see if love is at the centre of who they are and the power behind all they do. The description of love in these verses is one of the most beautiful passages in the New Testament. And the writer Paul places it in the middle of his teaching about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ and describing the importance of these gifts for the church to be healthy. Paul is saying that God's gifts are so important, and they are, and we need them in the church today. We need more of his gifts here in our church family at STC. But he says that love is even more important. In fact, verse 31 of chapter 12, he calls it the most excellent way. And he says to the people then and to us today that everything we do should be done in love. So, what is this love? Well, Paul then lists 16 characteristics of love, verses 4 to 8a, and I'm going to read them now from the Message Bible. Here we go. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel. It takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. It puts up with anything. It trusts God always. It always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Every time I read these verses, I am challenged, and I've read them many times over the years. This is love shown in the life of Jesus. This is the life I'm called to live. Every day I know I fall short, but every day by God's grace, through his Holy Spirit, and with my intent, you see, you need all three, God's grace, the Holy Spirit, and my intention to do it. I grow in his life of love just a little bit more. Just imagine if these amazing verses were constantly read and learnt and practiced in homes, in schools, in workplaces, what a different world we would live in. A few weeks ago, Trish and I were at a conference at which we heard a young man give a moving testimony of his life with Jesus. And he told how he'd spent some of his early life as a boy hiding in the cupboard under the stairs of his home to escape violence. After such a beginning, it was no wonder that his life went off the rails, involving crime and violence and drugs. Then Jesus broke into his life in a truly amazing way, and he said this: "All I want to do is to talk about love, how Jesus is love, and how he changes lives." While the gathered group of senior church leaders were moved to tears, including Trisha and myself. You see, love is permanent. Everything else is temporary. Our money, our work, all those things are temporary. And the older I get and the longer I've been following Jesus, the more I understand that the greatest thing in this world is love. Sacrificial, you before me, how can I help you? Refreshingly kind, extravagantly generous, love. And Paul ends this great chapter with these words in verse 13. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, and love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love. A prayer for today. Lord, we so need your love in our world today. Help me to draw close to you this Vision Weekend here at SDC and over these next weeks and months. As I commit my time and money and work to you, may my love for you and my family and those I meet grow day by day as I learn to live your better life. Lord, let love be the goal of my life. Amen.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.